Right, we've just got a few minutes before the news. I quickly want to just alert you to the fact that the annual Table Mountain Cable Challenge is underway as we speak. A fundraising event, we've spoken about it in previous years. You may recall the premise that local runners basically see how many times they can get up the mountain within a fixed time window. And in doing so, they are raising money for various charities. I believe there are 199 athletes taking part this year. Tracy LaRue is on the line to tell us more. Spokesperson for the JDI Foundation Trust, which is the organizer of the challenge. Tracy, it's always lovely to have you with us. Welcome back.
Hi, Pippa, and thanks so much for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. So how is it going so far? 199 athletes, what have they managed to get under their belt so far?
Well, actually, correction, we've only got 135 athletes in our field this year, but they are going great guns. They started on Saturday, even though the wind was howling and the cableway wasn't working. There were still some crazies that got up onto the mountain and had to walk down as well.
Ouch.
So kudos to them. They are amazing human beings. But yes, we're off to a great start. We've got a lot of people on the mountain every single day walking up and down and meeting everyone, all the participants. And I mean, I walked up today simply because I had FOMO from all the other beautiful humans that are meeting each other on the mountain. We've had 61 laps in total so far already. That's just over since Saturday morning. And we've managed to raise about 730,000 rand so far.
That's
fantastic. We're really, really hoping we can get to our million rand target this year, which would be fantastic because our beneficiaries this year, Ons Plek, Home From Home, and Nature Connect, it really gives them such an incredible boost to have to know that there are funds coming in for them in this very, very trying fundraising
environment. Yeah. What's the most summits anybody has ever done in a single day as part of this event, Tracy?
I stand to be corrected, but I think it was AJ Carlitz. He did it a couple of years ago, actually more than a couple of years ago, but I think there were about 13 laps or 14 laps, something like that. It was earlier in the year, so sunrise and sunset was a little bit earlier and later. So that obviously does affect the number of laps. But it's crazy. I don't know how these people do it. I really don't.
Most of us find it quite tiring to do it once, let alone to imagine doing it that often. But of course, when you've got a purpose behind it, Tracy, the motivation underneath the heels is a little different. So the goal is 1 million rand. If somebody listening to this interview wants to help get you there, how do they support these athletes over the rest of this week?
Right. Well, they can visit our website, which is www.charitychallenge.co.za. Click on Sponsor a Runner. And then choose from all the beautiful, friendly faces of all our participants and sponsor them, give them a pledge. You can choose to pay now or pay after the event. You can choose to sponsor them a lump sum or per lap. You can really challenge someone. But we've got such an amazing field. The people are so warm, so friendly. I mean, I'm in love with all the participants. They are just wonderful, wonderful people. So go onto our website, choose a friendly face and pledge.
Tracy, I hope Cape Talk listeners will do exactly that. And more importantly, I hope that the rest of the week continues to be safe and successful for everybody involved. Thanks for making time to speak to us in the middle of this Herculean effort that is underway this week. We are so glad that so many runners were prepared to put their bodies on the line to raise money for Nature Connect, Home From Home and Ons Plek. Tracy LaRue, always great to have you with us, spokesperson for the JDI Foundation Trust. And again, if you'd like to support, big or small, any donation welcome via www.charitychallenge.co.za.